So welcome to our first service in 2024, and it's also our first service as Intentional Church in our year of supernatural change of stories. There's different ways that stories can change. Your story is the story of your life. There's different ways that it can change. Amen. But this year the Lord was impressing in my heart that He wants to change people's stories supernaturally. Hallelujah. That which is beyond human comprehension. Amen. That which only the power of God can achieve. So get excited and get ready for a most amazing year this year, and you'll be blessed as you are a part of it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm excited to bring the word today, and I hope you will also be excited to receive it, to hear it. I enjoyed myself praying and preparing this message. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So today we want to talk about the most important thing after receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. Now, if I was to ask different people, what is the most important thing that must happen in your life after you get born again? Everybody's going to say, no, maybe I should read my Bible and do all that kind of stuff, right? But the most important thing that must happen to you after you get born again is to hear the voice of God. Amen. Amen. So our series this Wednesday, every Wednesday in January, we'll be talking about hearing the voice of God. Hallelujah. It's going to be so powerful, and I pray that for many of us, we'll begin to hear the voice of God. Amen. And we'll begin to frame our lives according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. It's amazing how many Christians don't hear God, or if they hear something, they're not sure it's God. Hallelujah. That's why there are so many prophets in our time to verify and to hear God on people's behalf. Hallelujah. But after this series on every Wednesday, your life will never be the same, and you won't need anyone to really confirm God's voice for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So the first thing I want to start off with is in John chapter 16, you know, God is a speaking God. John chapter 16, he says in the Bible, you know, Jesus was talking and he says to his disciples, I have so many things to say to you. You understand? I have so many things to what? To say to you. You know, God is not a mute God who only speaks to a select few people. No, he says, I have so much to tell you. So, can you believe that God has so much to tell you? And he's not only just interested in telling you, you know, you should pray. No, no, no. He's so many things, different topics to discuss with you, different discussions and conversations to have with you. So he says that I have so many things to discuss with you, right? But I have so many things to tell you, but you can't receive them now. But when the Holy Ghost comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to tell you these things. He's going to, whatever he hears, he's going to tell you. So Jesus is a talking Jesus. The Holy Spirit is a talking Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying to you? And God, and the first thing we attribute, we know about God is that he speaks. In the beginning, God saved. You understand? So God is a conversational God. The most painful thing that you can ever have in life is to have a relationship with somebody who doesn't talk. You know, or they Bluetooth you, or they only say one word answers, hi. You know, that's the most painful thing. Now, the most painful thing you can experience as a child of God is a God who doesn't speak to you. You understand? And I know sometimes people say that, no, when you sin, God doesn't speak to you. That is false. Because when Adam and Eve sinned, they still heard the voice of God. You understand? The voice of God is not dependent on your behavior or your performance. There are things you can do that can amplify his voice, that make it easier, and he makes it easier and louder to hear. There are things that you do that can dull your hearing. So it makes you numb, no longer as perceptive of the voice of God. You understand? So that is to say to each and every one of us here that God's voice is available for all of us. Amen. It doesn't matter what has happened. It doesn't, literally does not matter what has happened in your life. You are a candidate to hear the voice of God. Say, I'm a candidate to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, he has come to tell you. Now, many of us, we only know the Holy Spirit, ne? As that spirit that when we speak in tongues, kabrada, sabrada, then we don't know what else happens afterwards. But Jesus says, when the Holy Spirit comes in John 16, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will tell you everything that he hears. And we know Jesus promised us before he left, I have so much to tell you. So that means the Holy Spirit also has so much to tell us. Now listen to me, not through another person, but one-on-one direct. Amen. Hello? Do you know that it's not a personal relationship if I have to do the go-between on your behalf? Hello? If I have to be the one who hears God on your behalf, then it means you don't have a personal relationship. The fact that what makes it personal is the fact that you can talk to God and he can talk to you. You don't need a third person. Hello, church, are we together? So 2024 will be a year when you'll be hearing the voice of God like never before. Amen. You say, I'll be hearing the voice of God. Like never before. Yeah, you'll be hearing the voice of God like never ever before. 2024, you shall wake up and say that, you know, I didn't know that I can hear God, you know. And I'm going to show you through this teaching. And I'm only doing this every Wednesday. So if you miss Wednesdays, you're missing this one. Sunday, I've got another series that I'll be covering. Hallelujah. So don't miss Wednesdays. Amen. Amen. So let's begin to talk and let's try and cover as much as we can tonight. And let's see what God says. Why must you hear God? Right? Why? Why should we even have this topic as a conversation in 2024? Why must we hear God when we've got pastors? Why must we hear God when we've got Google? Why must we hear God when we've got all those things? The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep recognize my voice. So you must hear God, number one, because it's your birthright. Okay? It's your birthright as a child of God to hear your voice. Jesus says, John 10, 27, my sheep recognize my voice. I know them and they follow me. So hearing the voice of God is the most natural thing for a child of God. It's your birthright. It's not an achievement for a select few who have done 40-day fasting in a mountain and a voice came and said, my son, my daughter, you know. No. It's not for a select few people who've got a couple of YouTube channels and are posting every hour. This is what God... No. It's for every child of God. Are you a child of God? Then it's your birthright to hear God. Say, it's my birthright to hear God. Like, it's not a special achievement. It is your right to hear the voice of your Father. Hallelujah. Amen. So you must hear the voice of God because it's your birthright. You must hear God. 2024, if you don't hear God, you will be at the mercy of circumstances. You'll be at the mercy of people and situations and institutions. Hallelujah. But if you hear the voice of God, you'll see your life changing from glory to glory, from one story to another story, from one testimony to another testimony. Amen, somebody. Is there something? That's my portion. That's my reality. Hallelujah. And at the basis of that is hearing God for yourself, for thine self. Hallelujah. For thine self. So you must hear the voice of God because it is your birthright. It's your birthright. Number two, you must hear the God for yourself. Why? Because the voice of God is the source of faith. When you hear God, faith is normal, is natural. You know, the Christians were always saying that, Pastor, I'm struggling with my faith. They did not hear God. When you hear God, faith is automatic. You never met Abraham said, I believe God to take me to the promised land. Pastor, I'm believing God for Isaac. You never heard that. Do you know why you never heard that? Because faith was natural because he heard God. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verses 17. The Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing. Okay, and hearing by the word of God, or we can say in our context, by the voice of God. Faith comes when you hear the voice of God. Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And we don't hear that Moses started doing a confession. I'm going forward. Declare with me, 7 days of going forward. You don't hear that. Moses just stood up and started going forward. If you are to ask him at that point, why are you going forward? Can't you see the sea? He says, I see the sea, but there's a compelling force in me called faith that is making me go forward. And why do you have this faith? Because I heard God. Amen. I had God. You know, the faith situation or the faith challenge of 2023 is resolved when you hear God. Faith is not taking a risk. It's not taking a step in the dark, as some people would say. Faith is not taking a gamble with your life. Faith is a normal response to the voice of God. Okay? When you hear God, you can't help but respond. When you hear God, you can't help but obey Him. You understand what I'm saying to you? So faith is not an achievement for some studious Christian. Faith is a normal response for anyone who hears the voice of God. Moses has a warrant for his arrest. He is wanted in Egypt. And he sees a burning bush and says, Moses, and I'm sending you back. And Moses goes back. How do you go back when you're on the FBI's most wanted? It's because you have some faith. And that faith came when you heard the word or the voice of God. Brothers and sisters, I prophesy to you that in your journey in Intentional Church, that in your journey in 2024, you will not struggle again with faith because you are able to hear God. That you won't struggle to believe God. You won't struggle to do what God is telling you to do. You won't struggle to achieve what God has called you to achieve because you've got faith that's rooted in hearing the word of God. Amen. Not rooted in your confessions. Not rooted in your Bible study. Come on, somebody. Not rooted in what? I'm not saying we won't read the Bible. No, we will. Come on now. You understand what I'm saying? We will have to read the word of God. Hallelujah. But there's a difference when you hear God directly. No matter the challenges, when you have heard God, you have heard God. Hallelujah. Say, I will believe God this year because of my ability to hear Him. Yeah. So faith becomes the most natural thing for you as a child of God. Christians who have a faith crisis have a hearing God problem. Okay, so before you start saying, Pastor, pray for me, I need more faith. No, you just need to hear and recognize God's voice. Come on now. Wow. Number three, you should hear. Why should you hear God? Because the voice of God is the source of breakthroughs. The source of breakthroughs is the source of change of stories. The voice of anyone in scripture, even in our generations, who has had a radical change of story, heard God. You can't hear God and your story remains the same. It's impossible. No matter the circumstances, when you hear God, you have signed up for supernatural change of story. You have signed up for supernatural breakthrough. You have signed up. Once you hear God, you have signed up for supernatural intervention in your life and your circumstances. Hallelujah. Isaiah 48, verse 17 to 18, right? In the Amplified Classic, God says, "Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit." That's breakthrough financially. Come on now. Is there somebody who can need some financial breakthrough this year? I was chatting with some people and we're laughing about how they can increase your salary at work with 3%, you know, and 4% or 0.5. Now you realize that 0.5 is not going to cut it this year. 3% is just not going to work, right? So I need a financial breakthrough. And God says, I teach you how to break through financially. Who leads you in the way that you should go? That's divine direction. No more confusion. Others could be going to the left, but I'm going a different way because that's where God is leading me. Hallelujah. Then he continues in verse 18 and says, "All that you had hearkened, all that you had listened to my commandments, then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river, and your righteousness, the holiness and purity of the nation, like the abundant waves of the sea." So God is saying, I am interested in giving you peace and prosperity in Intentional Church. Intentional Church is a church of peace and prosperity. But that is dependent on hearing the voice of God. That is why we can be in the same church. Others are testifying and others are groaning. Why? Because when others heard the voice of God, others didn't hear the voice of God. May whatever causes you not to hear the voice of God be removed from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear believing? Amen. Amen. The voice of God is the source of breakthroughs. How will your 2024 be like if God teaches you what to do to profit, to prosper this year? If God teaches you which way to go, how would your year be like this year? And we know that God never leads us to failure. We know that God never leads us to setback. He leads us. This path of the just is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. So with God, things get better and better. Listen to me. For the people in the world, those who are not born again, things will be getting tougher and tougher. But for those who hear the voice of God, it will just be peace and prosperity. Tell your neighbor, say peace and prosperity. 2024, peace and prosperity. Yeah, 2024, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is ordering my steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. Now, if God is ordering your steps, do you think he orders you to lack?
No.
Do you think he orders you to confusion?
No.
Do you think he orders you to stagnation? No, because David says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lack is eradicated once we begin to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, you must hear the voice of God. Say, I will hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. Next point. The voice of God is the source of restoration, renewal, and refreshing. Hallelujah. Is the source of restoration, renewal, and refreshing. Ezekiel 37 verses 4, right? Because this is where God spoke to me, that says that this is the year of supernatural change of story. Then he says, prophesy to these bones and say to them, all dry bones, hear the word of God. You know the story. We're going to get into it deeper in the year. Hallelujah. But you know the story, how these bones were restored, how these bones were refreshed, how these bones were renewed, how, you understand, from being dry bones to becoming a mighty army. The voice of God. So bones, hear the word of God. Someone, you need to tell your finances, hear the word of God. Amen. Because you need some restoration in that moolah business. Hallelujah. You need some restoration in some relationships this year. Hallelujah. Yeah, things can't just be sour like grapes. Mm-mm. You need some restoration. Things need to be renewed, refreshed, and revived and restored. Hallelujah. But it doesn't restore by options and words from men. It restores by the word of God. So you need to look at your finances and say, hear the word of God. You look at your marriage and say, hear the word of God. You look at your career and say, hear the word of God. You look at your business and say, hear. If bones can hear the word, your job can hear the word. Your body can hear the word. And that brings renewal like an eagle, and it restores your health. Hallelujah. Next point. Why should you hear the word of God? You need to hear the word of God because the voice of God is the source of great blessings. Someone wants to be blessed this year? You guys are in 2023. Hallelujah.
Yes,
somebody wants to be blessed this year?
Yes,
yeah, blessings are not the product of your work.
Okay.
No, there's your work and then there's the blessing of the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. And I'm excited because end of February, Prophet Undi is coming with a conference, and it's called the Blessing Conference. Hallelujah. We want the blessing of the Lord. It makes rich and adds no sorrow. Hallelujah. Do you want blessings? Do you want to be blessed? And do you want to be a blessing? Brothers and sisters, I kid you not, it's not dependent on the country you stay in. It's not dependent on the economy. It's not dependent even on your job. Blessings are dependent on the voice of God in your life. That's why Joseph could be a prisoner, a slave, but blessed. How do you explain that? That Joseph was a slave in a foreign country, working in something that there was no... Come on now. But the Bible says, and Joseph was blessed in all things. So, Pastor, how do I tap into blessings in 2028? Three jobs won't cut it. You need the blessing. You need the blessing. Hallelujah. And God says in Isaiah, he says, enlarge your tent. So we don't reduce because the economy is reducing. We enlarge our tent.
How then do we?
Because the blessing is at work.
How then does the blessing work? The blessing works by the voice of God. By the word of God.
Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 and 2. It shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your God. To observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high. You see, once you obey God, it's God's responsibility to set you high. Once you obey what God is telling you to do, then God takes care of the rest. Didn't the mother of Jesus tell us, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. And they did what they were supposed to do, and God did what only he can do. Hallelujah. 2024, I see your story changing as you listen and respond to the voice of God. What was impossible before becomes possible as you respond to the word of God. Quarter to shame, quarter to embarrassment, quarter to disappointment. The voice of God is going to come to you and you are going to hear it. And as you do what God is telling you to do, you are going to see the hand of God. What no eye has seen, you shall see this year. What no ear has heard, you shall hear this year. What no mind has encountered, you shall encounter it this year because of the voice of God. Only obedience to the voice of God activates the blessing. The blessing is not activated by how long you pray. Because some of us can pray amiss. Hallelujah. So the blessing of God is activated by the voice of God. When you obey, God will set you above. And he says, all these blessings shall come upon you. Someone say, blessings come upon me. Yeah. These blessings will follow you left, right, and center. January, I'm blessed. February, I'm blessed. March, I'm blessed. April, I'm blessed. May, June, July, August, September. All through December, I'm blessed. It doesn't matter who's president as long as I've access to the voice of God. Blessings are coming upon me. Not only that, they're overtaking me. Brothers and sisters, that means my 2024 is blessed because blessings have gone ahead. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now, you can't obey this voice if you don't hear this voice. You understand? You can't obey this voice if you don't hear the voice. So that's why you should prioritize hearing God for yourself. Because what God tells another is not what he's telling you. Don't copy and paste the voice of God. Don't copy and paste the voice of God. Hear God for yourself this year. Remember in John 21, when Jesus says to Peter, follow me. And another disciple, John the Beloved, was following as well. Then Peter started asking, Lord, what about this guy? And Jesus was like, what is that to you? You follow me. You understand what I'm saying to you? In other words, Jesus was saying, mind your own business and follow only what I'm telling you. Tell your neighbor, say, mind your business this year. Mind the voice of God this year. Hallelujah. Don't be busy in what God is telling somebody else. Don't be busy in what God is telling another church, what God is telling another pastor. Just focus on what God has told you to do and do that, and the blessing will come. There's more than enough for everyone. As long as we can hear the voice of God. There's more than enough blessings. As long as we can hear the word of God. Say, I will hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. That's my sermon for today. Amen. 25 minutes, it's a new season. Hallelujah. I'm shocked. I thought I would do that in an hour. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, let's continue. Amen. I'm teaching literally next week's outline. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, I need the word of God. So I don't know how you're writing your points because that was the topic for next week. Brothers and sisters, you need a word from God. Hallelujah. Say, I need a word from God. Yeah. We need a word from God. Hallelujah. Many of us have been working with words from politicians. And the words expire as the politicians expire. Many of us have been running with words from Google and our online celebrities. But those words, you know, the Bible says, who is it in Lamentations? Who is it who declares it and it comes to pass if God didn't say so? In other words, who has the power to say something and it happens if God doesn't say it? So that is to tell you that it does not matter what the banks are saying. Listen to what God is telling you. Hallelujah. So you say, I need a word from God. No, tell your neighbor, say, I need a word from God. Hey man, 2023, I got a weave. I got 2024, I entered with a weave. I have a car. I've got some money. But I realize that I don't have a word from God. I need a thus says the Lord. And I thank God for what God is saying to the church. But I need God to tell me something. What is God saying to me? Is there somebody like that? Is there somebody who's desperate for a voice, a word from God? Is there somebody like that? Come and say, I need a word, Lord. No, come and shout and say, I need a word, Lord. Oh, yes. Because on top of the money, on top of everything, you need a thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. This year you'll be a Christian who says, thus says God. You will be a child of God who says, this is the word that God has given me. Amen. Why do you need a word from God? Because your life depends on the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verses 4 in the ERV. Matthew chapter 4 verses 4. You need a word for your business. Hey, Baba, you need a word for your marriage. Hey, you need a word for your ministry. You need a word for your health. You need a word for your finances. You can't be guessing anymore. You can't guess your way through 2024. Hallelujah. Say, I need a word. Matthew 4 verse 4. Jesus answered him, the scriptures say, it is not just bread that keeps people alive. Their lives depend on what God say. See, my life depends on what God says. Now, brothers and sisters, if you last had court in 2015, what has been happening? It means you are a dead man walking. Ask your neighbor, are you a dead man walking? Because your life depends on the word of God. So the word of God to you, you know, in different versions, when you read it in different versions, it says that man's life depends on the continuous flow of words from God. So it's not a once and for all kind of an experience. It's a continuous flow. It means at every point of my life, I need God to be saying something. And can I tell you something? God is ready to be saying something at every point of your life. There's what God tells us as a church together. But there's what God has to tell you individually. Amen. You need a word from God. You need a word whether to take that job or not. Whether to quit your job or not. You need a word from God before you apply in that company. Because God knows 3 months down the line it's going to be bankrupt. Nowadays people are like, no, as long as the per annum is fat, that's God speaking. Because there's like... You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. You need a word from God. You need a word from God. Say, I need a word from God. Your life depends on the word from God. On a continuous supply of words from God. You understand? You need a continuous supply. This is what God told me. This is what God is saying to me. In this season, this is what I feel in my heart. God is communicating. You need a word from God. Hallelujah. Now, next point. Do not continue without a word from God. You need a rhema. You need a word. You need, thus says the Lord. Is there somebody, maybe you're facing a difficult situation, but then God sent a word, said a word. It carried you all throughout that season. Have you been there before? Whereby you heard a word from God, and it was the word in season, and God sustained you. You don't even know how you could have made it on your own. You need a word from God. Hallelujah. Let's check this out. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 22 verses 5. 1 Kings 22 verses 5 in the Easy Version. This was Jehoshaphat, the king of Israel, was coming together with the king of Judah. They wanted to go fight. And then Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, before we go to fight, we must ask the Lord what we should do.
Before you propose, ask God. Before you go to that interview, ask God. Before you employ that person, ask God. Before you get a tenant, ask God. You understand what I'm saying to you? Before we get a contractor, ask God. Touch your neighbor, say, ask God. Before you relocate, let us hear. Before we go fight, we should ask the Lord what we should do. Many people are asking God in the fight.
Yes.
As they are being strangled. Jesus, what are you saying? You see, but if you had heard God was going to say, you don't need to fight in this battle. For the battle, God wants to tell you in advance. Come on now. Huh? It's not inside the year that you're saying, God, what are you saying this year? In June, July, after you're coming back from hospital, you're rebounding from a broken relationship. That you said, Lord, what are you saying? You should have said, what are you saying before you started what you were doing? May you be like Jehoshaphat this year. Before I sign the contract, what is God saying? Before I buy the house, what is God saying? Before I buy this car on credit, what is God saying? Before we go fight, let's ask for advice from God. Touch your neighbor, say, get a word from God. Let's read it in the Message version. Hallelujah. In the Message translation, it says, he turned to Jehoshaphat and said, will you join me in fighting for Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said, you bet. This is, he's going to his friend, help me fight. And then his friend was like, you bet. We're friends. I got you. I got your back. I'm with you all the way. All the way, my brother, for life. I'm all in. Is that, that's what they tell me sometimes in my office. Pastor, I'm in this church all in. And then the following week, they're all out. I'm no longer bothered because I know they did not ask the Lord. They came by emotions, not by revelation. No rhema word. Hallelujah. I pray that God has given you revelation to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, I bet my troops are your troops. You are my covenant brother. What is mine is yours. What is yours is mine. My horses are your horses. It's easy to talk, huh? But he then continued. But before you do anything, ask God for guidance. Yeah. My resources are available. I can sign you on right now. We've got the money to pay you this year. But before we hire you, let us hear what God is saying. Don't do things just because you've got resources to do them. Don't do things just because you've got the means and opportunity to do them. You need to hear God. Many Christians have been resourced out of God's plan for their life. The devil has bankrolled their disobedience to God. Just because you've got the means does not do it. Pray about it. Hear God. What is God saying? I like the way it's quiet now. Hallelujah. Just because you got a good offer, they said they like you. Hear what is God saying. Before you do anything, the horses are there. The soldiers are there. But before you do anything, the money is there. The opportunity is there. But before you do anything, ask God for guidance. Can I also tell you something? This even applies to giving. Hallelujah. Many Christians have given themselves into problems. Hallelujah. They didn't ask God, should I give my car? Should I give my house? And they just give. The car is there to be given, Lord. But what are you saying? Yes, there's a time when God says give. There's a time when God says don't give anything now. Tell your neighbor, say this year, Bob. Get a word from God. It's not a good way to start there because I should be saying, this year God is saying give. No. People have been gave until they were offended in God because they didn't see the harvest. And not that the harvest is not coming. When they gave, they wanted an immediate return of some sort because your seed will always come. Because the Bible says seed, time, and harvest. But you wanted to water into one type of a miracle.
The people who had the water into one miracle heard. They didn't just wake up one morning and just say that I read it in the Bible. It says pour water into jugs, and they started pouring their water. They heard.
Amen.
This is how you solve this one. They heard. Many Christians are guilty of duplicating formulas, of creating formulas. Last time I did this, God moved. So if I do it again, God will move. And they do it and the only rest, they're the only ones moving in shock. Because God cannot be boxed. You need the word, brother. You need God to say, my son, do this. The steps are ordered. Don't order your own steps because of pressure, fear, or whatever. The steps must be ordered. Is that gone?
We are here.
Is it sweet? Yeah. Hear God. I want to help you because I'm like, Pastor, I thought I had God. I will show you the difference between God and your thoughts and your emotions, so that you're not stuck. Yeah, because some of us had our emotions and our feelings and our desire. We didn't have it, thus says the Lord. No, because if that says the Lord, if the Lord says, Peter, come, you better walk, you are guaranteed, I'm going to walk on the water. But if you're saying, Pastor, I thought God said come, and I was swimming in deep in the water, drowning, they needed to send a diver to rescue me. You didn't hear God. A story is told of a group of children. You know, they're Christians. They read in the Bible, and God said to Peter, you should walk on water. So they were going to church, but they had a river to cross, and the river was flooded. Now, then they said to one another, if God who made Peter walk on water, that same God will help us to cross the river. But you see, their difference was Peter had a rhema, they had a logos. Peter had a thus says the Lord. They had something they just read in scripture. Now God is not responsible for what you read from scripture. He's responsible for what he tells you to do. That's why when you hear him, faith comes to do what he is telling you to do. You notice that you have to build faith for what you want to do, but faith is natural for what God tells you to do. You notice you don't struggle when God tells you to do something. You wake up like a lion because you know, and the mountains melt. They move on their own. But when you want something, you have to do the confessions. You have to read the scriptures. You have to, I declare, I receive. It's because you are hearing yourself, not God. But when you hear God, when you hear him, come walk on the water. You walk on the water. I remember when I gave 50,000 rand in one service, right? And I'm sitting there, and God says, go, and boom, he just brings me to the front. The pastor was calling, who wants to give 50,000? And I knew I didn't have the money, first of all. I knew that even if you gave me 10 months, I wasn't going to get the money, even if you were doing installment, right? But God brought me to the front. And when I was in front, God then said, I'm going to do certain things for you. I'm like, okay, cool. So the following day, the money had come. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because they said, we need this money by tomorrow. By the time it was tomorrow, the money had. If I try that every time there's an altar for, you know, you understand? If I must know that those are my realms, you know. Pastor, I'll have the money tomorrow. You know? Pastor would not like me, you know, because tomorrow comes and guess what? Hey, Pastor, I don't know what happened. You understand what I'm saying to you? To show you that it was God, even when I got home, I slept. Didn't pray, didn't need me. I just did what God wanted me to do, and God did what only he could do. But now this one where you're up at night, this one where you're, I declare, I believe, you are hearing yourself, child of God. And the sooner you hear God, the better. It's not stressful, this Christianity. It's just hearing full. It's just hearing full. It's not stressful. Tell your neighbor, say, it's not stressful. Therefore, I pray for you that this year, before you do anything, may you get a word from God. Hallelujah. Before you do anything, get a word from God. Yeah, Pastor, you are married. What words do you hear for this marriage? Huh? Oh, Pastor, I like her. She's beautiful. What word? What did God say? Not your feelings. Because one day, the one that you love might do something you don't love. And the feelings will go out of the window, but you need to fetch them because you have a word. Huh? Yeah, you can't say, that is it. We're finished here. What is this? It's not what I signed up for 2024. My own supernatural change of story. Not what is this? It's only 3 January. What are you trying to happen? But when you've got a word, that God said, this is the one. Rest assured. Rest assured. Don't enter. Say, I won't enter. Without a word. Don't enter a fight. Don't enter a contract. Don't enter a lease. Don't enter nada. Without a word. But Pastor, time is going. But the word is there. Get a word. It is better to wait on God and get a word than to rush without a word and crash. Hallelujah. You should read this when you get home. Beautiful story. Hallelujah. Beautiful story. Yeah, and then because all the other 400 guys prophesied a word which the king wanted. You shall win. It is well. Then this other guy comes and says, I saw people scattering today. You see, if you want a word from God, be prepared for a word from God. Not which will massage your emotions, but the words of God are always encouraging. That's the amazing part. Hallelujah. A word from God brings breakthroughs. Do you need some breakthroughs? That's your change of story. A word from God brings a change of story. Right? Luke chapter 5, verses 4 to 7. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch. And Simon Peter answered, Master, we have toiled all night exhaustingly and caught nothing in our nets. But on the ground of your word, hallelujah, on the ground of your word, I will lower the nets again. I will try again. I will start a church again. I will preach again. I will lead again. I will give again on the grounds of your word, right? And when they done this, they caught a great number of fish. And as their nets were at the point of breaking, they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and take hold with them. And they came and filled both the boats, so they began to sink. Peter experienced a radical change of story. Supernatural. But it was on the basis of the word of God. If Peter tried it the following day and said, for me, I'm just going to push my nets into the deep. Maybe even changes this boat. And he calls it push to the deep. Because when I fish in the deep, huh? You know what I'm saying to you? Peter would have caught nothing. You don't catch by experience. You catch by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because where your experience was unproductive previously, with the word from God, you'll be productive there. Where others are being broke, they are trying, and the market is saturated. If God sends you there, you'll make it. Yes, hallelujah. Once upon a time, everyone wanted to do Forex. Yes. They've dropped along the line. Once upon a time, everyone wanted to bake cakes and sell cakes, customized cakes and everything. They've fallen along the lines. You understand what I'm saying to you? Once upon a time, everyone wanted to sell prepared lunches. You understand? For people who can't cook or whatever. But you see, but when those with the word from God, you thrive even in difficult times. Barcelona, you thrive in difficult times. Because you've got a word from God. Peter says, I've told exhaustingly, but at your word, I will do it again. I've been practicing giving, but I haven't seen a harvest. But Lord, because you have told me, it's quickened in my spirit, I will do it. And that's the one that changes your story. Hallelujah. Say, at your word, Lord. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, we need a word from God. You cannot continue with guesswork. You can't continue with trial and error. Amen. You can't continue with trial and error. The word of God brings a change of story. Is there someone who says, I need a change of story? Tell your neighbor, say, you're going to get a change of story. If you hear the word of God. So hear the word. Don't assume. Okay? Don't what? Don't assume. No matter how inspiring someone's testimony is, don't duplicate it without God quickening it and making it your word. Pastor, you know, I saw this testimony. This guy went on 40-day fast and God gave him a wife. You might not come back. from 40 days. You understand what I'm saying to you? All the single ladies will be crying at your funeral. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, hear what God is saying. All right, hear what God is saying. So for example, January is fasting season all over Christianity. And people are doing 21 days, Daniel's fast. Right? But it's called Daniel's fast. When are we going to get your fast? No. When are we going to get your fast? Daniel fasted according to his assignment. When are we going to get your fast? Some of you, God might be calling you this year not to eat breakfast for the whole year. And that's Moses' fast. You understand? So now you're saying, Pastor, can we just do 21 and get out of it? And God is saying, I need all of your breakfasts. Or all of your dinners this year. You see, you need to hear God even in the area of fasting. Yeah. Jesus fasted 40 days because the Spirit led him. We don't hear the apostles fasting 40 days. Yeah. Am I saying we shouldn't fast? Of course we should have times of waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. But make sure you hear God. Yeah, some of you, God is calling you to fast certain things. It might not be food, it might be certain things. That series that you're binge watching, God is saying, put it aside and get into the Word. Some of you, God might be calling you to detox from social media. That TikTok scrolling that you're doing, God is saying, put it aside and get into my Word. You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't just say that, I can't wait for fasting. They say, no, God is asking you this year to not be on TikTok. Sure. And that's your fast. That's your reasonable service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, so hear God. Daniel fasted is Daniel's fast. Huh? Where is your fast? And Daniel didn't do 21 days. If you read, Daniel did say he did 10 days first to test, and then afterwards he did vegetables for 3 years. Through vegetables and water for 3 years. When the king tested them, that was a fast. You understand what I'm saying to you? He had 7. Okay, God is asking you for the next 3 years. Nditikuwena for the next 3 years. There's a fasting with your name on it. God is worried when he looks at you picking up Daniel's fast and living your own fast. Some of you, God might be calling you this year to fast and pray every Monday. Every Monday, it's you and God. It's you. The church doesn't have to announce it. Whatever he tells you to do, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do. Yeah. And you notice that as I'm talking like this, some things are coming into your mind. Yeah, because you notice God has been talking. It's like he's been hinting some things. You know it's not you who wants to fast because you love food. And you notice the Holy Spirit has been hinting Bana every Monday. It's been coming into your mind several times. And you're like, Jesus, no man, you know, this bind you Satan. No. He's the voice of God for your special breakthrough. Hallelujah. Peter didn't cast his net. And can I shock you? If you read in John 21, right when Jesus Christ comes from the resurrection, they toiled, caught nothing again. They caught nothing again. But then this time around, Jesus doesn't say, launch your nets to the deep. He says, cast your nets to the right side. Just because it's the same fishing doesn't mean we fish it the same way. One time we have to launch to the deep, the next time we cast to the right. The other time Jesus said, Peter, go cast a hook. Don't be carrying nets in a season that needs hooks. Hear what God needs you to do. Makurabash. I hope somebody's being blessed. Yeah, hallelujah. All right, let's wrap it up here. A word from God brings healing and restoration. Matthew chapter 8, verses 8. Hallelujah. But the centurion replied to him, Lord, I'm not worthy for you or fit to have you come under my roof, but only speak the word and my servant will be healed. So the word of God doesn't just affect your spirit, it also affects your health. Hallelujah. What medical aid, what pharmacy can't help you with, the word of God will keep you healthy, will keep you strong. Some of us, God is trying to get us to on a certain diet, as it were. Because the way we're treating our body, the temple is about to be expired. Hallelujah. You drink Coke every day. You drink Fanta every day. You can't eat without Coke. You can't, every morning you're doing caffeine, you need coffee to start the day. And God is saying, this might feel nice, but you are damaging yourself. So God's word brings health. He says in Proverbs chapter 4, that for the word of God is health to your flesh. To your flesh. Yeah. So that's why you notice that people who always come to church are hardly sick. Because they're always under the word of God. As I'm preaching like this, the word you're hearing is not just going into your mind, but it's going into every fiber of your being. It's going into every cell in your body. It's bringing correction and alignment. And tonight as we take communion, it seals the deal. It seals the deal. Because you can't serve God sick. You can't serve God with a dilapidating sickness and disease. You can't enjoy 2024 if your health is challenged. And God is inviting us to walk in divine health, to walk in divine strength, to walk in vitality and in buoyancy of life. You don't need to buy a product for your face so that you have a glow. There's a way that the word of God just refreshes you and brings health and healing to your flesh. He sent his word and it healed them. He sent his word and it brought life to them. It delivered them. It delivered them from addictions, from sicknesses, from bondages, from diseases. The word of God delivered them. Hallelujah. So you need a word from God. Amen. Woo. I did it again. All right. So our third sermon for today. Learn. So we're talking now about learning to hear God's voice. We're now starting the discussion, right? I'm not going to really finish this one. I'll finish it next week. Learning to hear the voice of God. And we want to study the voice of God from Samuel. Hallelujah. Hearing the word of God from Samuel. If you read 1 Samuel chapter 3, just the whole chapter, we're just going to pick portions of it. Hallelujah. Right? So you're going to notice some things when God spoke to Samuel. And I want to show you, because it's so beautiful. I was loving it when I was saw it in the New Testament as well. Do you know Jesus says that in John chapter 10, if I start from John chapter 10, verses 5, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I call them by name. Do you know that God always calls you by name if he's the one talking to you?
Sure.
Moses, right?
Sure.
Every time I checked it, I literally checked in the whole New Testament. Every time Jesus was speaking to someone, he used his name. Saul, why are you persecuting me? Mary, you know, he used, it was so deep in Revelation that I was like, man, God uses his word. He calls you by name. Otherwise, how are you going to know that you are known?
Sure.
He calls you by name. My God calls you by name. I was listening to Bishop Oyetepo, and he said that God came to say, my son, David.
Sure.
He calls you by name.
Yes.
He doesn't talk to you like you're a robot.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not artificial intelligence. He doesn't just dictate. He calls you by name.
Sure.
If God is going to talk to you, and I know he's going to talk to you, and I know he's been wanting to talk to you, he's going to talk to you by name. Mto, my son. Yeah, boy. Calls you by name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn something from Samuel. When God is talking to you, primarily, look, there are different ways. I think from scripture, you can even find over 15, 20 different ways that God spoke. So what I'm sharing with you is not exhaustive, but it is, you know, it is the typical way that God is going to speak to you. Hallelujah. Because this is the way I see predominantly all through scripture. Okay. Number one. So let's read 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Samuel served the Lord by helping Eli the priest, who was by that time almost blind. In those days, the Lord hardly ever spoke directly to people. He did not appear to them in dreams very often. So God hardly ever spoke directly to people in those days. But in these days, God is speaking directly. Say someone directly. Yeah, so you don't have to go to Nigeria to a prophet for God to speak to you. I've got news for you. God wants to speak to you in your bedroom, in your car. God wants to speak directly to you, right? And he did not appear to them in dreams very often. But one night, Eli was asleep in his room, and Samuel was sleeping on a mat near the sacred chest in the Lord's house. They had not been sleeping very long. In other words, they were just starting to sleep. When the Lord called out Samuel's name, here I am, Samuel answered. So God calls out Samuel, my sheep hear my voice. I know them by name. So God is talking to his sheep, Samuel. Right, Samuel. Now, this was not an audible voice. If it was audible, Eli would have heard it. Now, let me tell you something. God has two voices, right? He's got what you call the still small voice, and then he's got his glorious voice, the one that sounds like rushing waters. That is like thunder. When you read in John chapter 1, it says, I heard a voice like a trumpet, like that. When this God's voice is just heavy, it's massive. Yeah? God has chosen that while you are on earth, he is not going to use that voice. Imagine right now, God is talking to me and he's like, hey, what is happening? That voice, for you to contain it, you need to be in the spirit.
That's right.
If not, you're going to freak out. What's happening here? You're going to, what? And you're driving and God says, Libu, my son. So then God has said, I'm going to talk to them in a whisper. That whisper is what we call the still small voice. You understand that? So God is protecting you by whispering to you. Hallelujah. I know, God, if it's you speak audibly, you can handle it. Imagine taking all this sound equipment, all these speakers, and you put them by your ear and you say, you see, it's too much, ne? No, God's voice is billions of times louder than this. Imagine you're driving. My son! What is happening here? You understand what I'm saying to you? So God, so this one was a revelation that the Holy Spirit showed me. Because when I was studying and I was like, God, you've got a loud voice and you've got predominantly in scripture a still small voice. Why? Then I was like, so that I don't scare you guys. I'm trying to talk to you. You know, I'm trying to talk to you guys. Okay? So it was not audible. That's why only Samuel could have heard it. Okay? Number two, Samuel, though a child of God, failed to recognize God's voice. So it's not like God is not talking. Like for many of us here, it's not like God is not talking, but we are failing to recognize this is God, this is my emotions. Right? 1 Samuel 3, verses 6 to 7 in the message. God called again, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel caught up and went to Eli. I heard you call. Here I am again. Eli said, son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed. This all happened before Samuel knew God for himself, which is the problem with many Christians. They don't know God for themselves. They know Pastor Mto's God. They know Bishop Oyedepo's God. They don't know God for themselves. So what it means, they don't have a personal relationship. God is not trying to speak to you through other sheep. He wants to speak directly to you. Directly to you. He didn't know God for himself. It was before the revelation of the word of God had been given to him personally. Other versions says it was before God hadn't spoken to him personally before. You understand? 2024, decide to know God for yourself. Touch somebody, say, know God for yourself. Yeah. Because sometimes you call and you're going to call Pastor. Pastor, I got a job and they're paying me $1 million a month. I'm saying, take it, it's God. Me, I've already heard God. Huh? But God might not be saying that to you.
Right.
Learn to hear God, to know God for yourself. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah, this year, know God for yourself. Know him for yourself. Develop the personal, in personal relationship with God. Yeah, develop the personal part. Yeah, because some of you just have a name on a register somewhere, and God does not know you. You know, God wants to speak to you personally. Amen. And you know, I've listened to people teaching, and they'll say that, you know, God will use the voice of your pastor to speak to you. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. It puts a dependence on pastors to hear on your behalf. You understand? Samuel went to Eli not because the voice sounded like Eli's voice, because Eli was the only person in the house. So chances are, if you're going to call me, we stay the two of us. If I'm going to hear my name, you're in the other room and I'm in the other room, then clearly you are calling me. So we have now created a doctrine that makes Christians depend on their pastor, because if God is going to speak to you, it's going to sound like the voice of your pastor. That's wrong. If God is going to speak to you, it's going to sound like his voice to you. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Hello. Oh, may I love IC, because, hey, Baba. Yeah, if you don't hear God for yourself here, yeah, you come to me and I'll ask you, what is God saying? Yeah, what did God tell you? Hallelujah. Am I making sense? Will God sometimes use, like I'm teaching right now, this is the voice of God to you. You understand? This teaching is God's voice to you. Okay, so it's not Pastor Mtoi at this moment. It's God speaking to you. That's why it's making sense. That's why it's answering so many things. How would I have known all these things? How would I have known all these things? You see, I can't have known them with my mind. But it's God's Spirit speaking through me. Does that make sense now? All right. 2024, learn to hear God for yourself. It's not going to be possible if you're on social media 24/7. It's not going to happen. Learn to hear God for yourself. Tell your neighbor, say, hear God for yourself. So this is the problem, that most people, they hear God, but they can't recognize, though they are children of God. Samuel heard a voice, could not recognize. Now, the pastor then comes and says, no, when that voice speaks, next time respond. So what I'm doing in this teaching is teaching you how to respond to God in your private space. Not teaching you how to, for you to depend on me to hear God for you. I'm teaching for you to learn that, no, that thing that's like, it's like a thought, it's like a suggestion, is actually God's whisper, God's voice to you. Learn to respond to it. The second, is this still good? Is it coming good? Oh, Mfundis, just when I thought, no. Hear God for yourself. It will save you from many problems. It will save you from many issues. Hallelujah. Amen. So the same verse in CEV says, the Lord had not spoken to Samuel before, and Samuel did not recognize the voice. So the issue is not that God is not talking, it's the issue is that you are not recognizing it. That God has been talking to you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. So some of you, you hear his voice knocking, but you doubt that it's God. You think it's your mind. You think it's, I ate too much wings, so it's my mind. Hallelujah. I've got news for you. It's not your mind. It's God talking to you. And can I shock you? God starts to talk to you at the level of your interest. Because he comes down. So if you like cars, God will use cars to talk to you. If you like politics, God will talk politically to you. Yeah. If you like food, God will talk in a food-inspired way to you. Because he's a master communicator. I want to show you. You know, I'll also show you from scripture that when God talks to you, he does not use English or Xhosa. He uses whatever language you have chosen to understand. So I hear God in English, though English is not my native language. But that's how I hear God. If I'm praying and God is talking to me, we speak in English. You understand? If I re-engage my native language and I redevelop that, God is going to start speaking to me in Venek. Sure. I kid you not. Yeah, so if you're more prone to speaking Venda or whatever, God speaks to you in Venda. He's going to fantastically to braskavata you in Venda. He's talking. He will talk. He's talking to you. Amen. Next point, God kept calling Samuel. He kept it. That means God keeps knocking. God keeps speaking. But God does not stop talking. If you're saying, Pastor, I'm struggling to hear God, chances are God said you didn't. Go back to the last thing God told you. Or just read the Bible. Read God. Read him until you hear him. I'll show you. I want to show you how to hear God. Can I show you how to hear God? Yeah. So, Pastor, don't believe in a doctrine that says God stops talking to his people. He does not. He kept calling to Samuel. Samuel. He kept calling. He kept knocking. God is keeping on knocking. There are things that God is still bringing to your mind 5 years later. Right. He's still trying to say, I told you to do that. That business, I told you to start that business. You understand? Yeah, and I know we want a God who shuts up when you don't listen. That's not the God we got. The God we got is a God who keeps on speaking. He keeps on saying, Samuel, I've got Samuel. I'm a Samuel. I stand at the door and knock. I did not read the verse that says, after I've knocked 5 times, I walk away. Yeah. Never seen it. I've found scriptures that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I will keep on knocking. I will keep on speaking. I will keep on speaking to your heart. If you hear me, recognize, then you open your heart. I'll come dine with you. What a blessing. Isn't Jesus wonderful that he keeps on knocking? He keeps on talking.
He keeps on talking. He keeps on talking. It's so fantastic. It's so, I know I've gone several times before God in prayer, and I'm like, Lord, I know you told me this before, but please remind me. I think I didn't write it, or I forgot. Please forgive me. Remind me. Right? You spoke to me. Because the Holy Spirit shall remind me all the things you said. So now, Holy Spirit, remind me. And God is so faithful. He will remind me. You know, sometimes it's stern. Was it not you that I told you? I'm like, yeah, yeah, it was me. It was me. Amen, amen, amen. It was me. Hallelujah. Amen. In love, lovingly stern, lovingly stern. All right. Now, last point. Samuel had to recognize and respond to God. And Samuel answered, speak for your servant hears. He had to recognize this is now God talking. And can I tell you something? And when Samuel was not even hearing God, do you know something? God did not take the message he had for Samuel and give it to Eli simply because Eli had experience in hearing God. God is not discussing your matters with other people. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to recognize this. God is not going to take what he told you to do and tell Pastor Mto so that Pastor Mto can tell it for you because you're lazy to learn how to hear the voice of God. It's not going to happen. God did not call Eli because Samuel was misunderstanding and misinterpreting God. God is not going to call another person because you're misinterpreting his voice. He's not. He's going to wait and he's going to pray you come to intentional church where you are taught how to hear God so that he can resume the conversation. That's powerful. Yeah. God is not going to change. He kept the message. He watched the drama. The young boy is going to Eli. He's waking up Eli. He's going to Eli several times. And God didn't now say, okay, let's give Eli a chance to rest. No. God was like, the young boy is going to eventually catch it. Yeah, he's going to eventually catch it. I'm not going to take this message and give it to you. Listen, God is not going to take the assignment he gave and give to someone else. He's going to come back to you and keep knocking. He said, when are you going to do what I asked you to do? When are you going to do it? It's a new year and as you're praying. And the Holy Spirit said, when are you going to do what I asked you to do? Libra Dash Kabbalah, I'm in a new city. When are you going to do what I asked you to do? Oh, praise God, I'm married. When are you going to start doing what I asked you to do? It's not. Kept knocking. Samuel. First of all, he called his name once. But then it was Samuel. He was now calling. In other words, God's voice intensifies, not reduces. Until you recognize that, you know. So many of us, the issues, we think we've been getting impressions. But it's been God's voice to do something, to call someone. To talk to somebody. Have you ever had a moment where you felt in your heart maybe to call somebody or text somebody? You texted and you talked to the person and it was what they needed at that time? Yeah, that's God talking to you. It was God directing you, bringing certain people to your mind. You understand? So that you reach out to them. I know a certain pastor which narrated a story that one day when he was praying, a certain pastor came to his mind and he just prayed for him to be encouraged. He just was praying for him. And as he was praying for him, that was just in his heart. And he prayed for him. And then afterwards, he gets busy with his day. Sometime later, he just felt like, I need to just reach out to this pastor because it came into his mind again. And then he started talking to this guy. Hey, man, how are you? You good? I just wanted to let you know. He texted him. I prayed for you. Whatever. He texted him. I've prayed for you. Are you good? Then the pastor was like, you know, the day you prayed for me, that day was the day I lost my father. And I was so discouraged, but then out of the blue, I started feeling encouraged. And the pastor was shocked because that was the exact day and the time when he started praying for this guy. You understand what I'm saying? And he texted him, I'm praying for you, God is with you. How many times did God speak to us to encourage others, but we just thought it was our mind playing tricks on us because we have not learned to recognize the voice of God like baby Samuel. 2024. You're going to recognize the voice of God like never before in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So let's resume next week by starting on how to recognize when God is speaking to you. It is so powerful. Hey! I'm tempted to say, can I preach for 2 more minutes? Can I? So. I'm doing this thing. Well, it's a thriller, it's a series. We're binging the series. What are we going to teach next week? We're going to just be practicing this, huh? Yes. All right, let's try. Let me just give you this.
How to recognize when God is speaking to you. Let me just help you because you don't want to waste another week now. Huh? I can see that you don't want to... Right, yeah. How to recognize when God is speaking to you. Number one, God will speak to your heart. That is your spirit. Okay? Not your mind, but your... God can use anything, but I want us to focus here on God will speak to your spirit. That's your heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 in the Amplified Classic. But the natural... non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness, meaningless nonsense to him, and is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. What does that mean? It means that when you are not born again and you are spiritually dead, you can't hear the voice of God. It's just going to be like, so the people feel like it's a hunch. Huh? Someone had a hunch. That was not a hunch. It was Almighty God speaking to you. So God speaks to your spirit. Because so if you're not spiritual, you can't hear. If you read it in the CEV, I believe, it says a person who lives on human terms, like you just are a natural person, cannot understand when God is speaking. So God is not going to speak to your mind because you can't understand mentally. So he speaks to your heart. Someone say, God speaks to my heart. So when you say the heart is not this physical organ that pumps blood, it's your spirit. So when you say your heart, we're meaning your spirit, the spirit, your born again spirit. When God is conversating with you, he conversates with your born again spirit, right? Number two, he speaks in whatever language you choose to understand him in. Acts 26 verse 14, right? In whatever. So you can be speaking in tongues, and God begins to speak to you in English or in whatever language you choose to understand him, right? And when they'd all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? You remember this experience in John, in Acts chapter 9? He says, I heard in the Hebrew language. Why did Paul hear in the Hebrew language? Because he spoke Hebrew. Oh, it would have been funny if he said, I heard in the English language. Because it would have been tongues for him, because there was nothing like English at the time. Okay, so he heard in the Hebrew language. That is to say to you, God speaks to you in the language that you choose to hear. If you hear Xhosa, he's going to speak to you in Xhosa. If you hear Bedi, he's going to talk to you in Bedi. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Number three, he speaks in a still small voice, a whisper. You have explained this one before, right? Yeah, 1 Kings 19:12. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and then afterwards came a gentle whisper. A whisper. You understand? What we call God's whisper is a still small voice. And God is whispering, no, see, hi. And you're still loud, huh? Yeah, so it's still, you can still hear it. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 in the ERV. And the Spirit himself speaks to our spirits. And makes us sure that we're God's children. You understand? So the Holy Spirit is speaking to your born again spirit.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yes.
Does it make sense? Yeah. So shut these outer ears. Go inside.
Amen.
Where are you going to find God's voice? Where? Inside your spirit, right?
Yes.
Inside your core. In your innermost being. That's where you're going to find God's voice for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when you speak, so now you know he's going to speak into my spirit, he's going to speak in a whisper, so predominantly it's a still small voice. And can I tell you something? When God is speaking, he's not just going to speak, I want you to pray this here. No, God does so, remember the opening scripture, John 16, I have so many things to tell you. God wants to discuss things with you. He wants to discuss things with you. Yeah. When last did you have a board meeting with God? Yeah, well, God is discussing things with you and they're writing things down. Hallelujah. When he speaks, your heart, that's your spirit, it burns. It comes alive with peace, joy, excitement. So burns can mean anything. The Holy Spirit showed me this. Luke 24:32 in the Amplified Classic. And they said to one another, were not our hearts greatly moved and burning with us while he was talking with us on the roads, and as he opened and explained to us the sense of the scriptures. I love Trippy TPT. He says, why didn't we recognize him? Because when God was talking, our hearts, my spirit. You see, like some of you have been teaching the word, God has been speaking to you. All of a sudden, your heart felt like there's a tingly feeling. Did you feel that? Have you ever felt that? It's like all of a sudden you start beat, your heart starts beating even faster. Come on, talk to me. Someone testify. Your heart starts, it's like you come alive. I'm trying to give the physical. Huh? Your heart comes alive. Is there somebody like?
Yeah.
Huh? Guys, your amen is so 2024. Have you ever felt it? When you feel like God is talking to you, through even through a sermon, or when God is talking to you and God begins to speak, all of a sudden, on the inside, you come alive.
Yeah.
You notice that your natural senses are not as perceptive as inside. All of a sudden, the focus is on the inside. Huh? You know, read the scripture, read it. It's so powerful because this is how God is saying, how will they know? Because I ask God, how will we know it's your voice? If I'm going to teach this, how will we know that is not my thought? Your thoughts don't burn when you think of them.
Right.
But when God's voice is talking to you, when the word of God is coming to you, it's going to burn on the inside. The burning means you could start feeling excited. You could start feeling peace. Maybe you're worried about something. And then God begins to speak and guess what? The burning is peace this time. You start feeling joy. You start feeling excitement. Another version actually said that. But why didn't we recognize it? Because we were so excited when he communicated the word. That's why I doubt people who come to church and God is speaking, they're not even excited.
Sure.
They're just sitting like they're mushrooms. You know, they're just sitting like, no, you must be excited. If really God is talking to you, you find yourself in your chair. Standing up. Because on the inside, you don't want my word for it? Take Jeremiah's word for it. Jeremiah 20 verse 9. If I say, I will not make mention of or speak anymore in his name, in my mind, in my heart, it's as if there was a burning fire shut up in my bones. You understand? When God's word is in you, it's like fire is on the inside. It's like what?
It
burns you, Bazaron. It quickens you, man. Come on, man. This is good stuff, man. It quickens you.
Yes,
it burns. It's like fire shut up in my bones. You see, when God was giving me this revelation, especially this verse, I just felt a fire on the inside, an excitement in my study. Because I got it because I was asking him, how shall we know it's you? And then immediately took me and said that, did not our hearts burn when you spoke to us? So if the Lord, the shepherd, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is talking to you, your heart is going to burn.
Amen.
Your heart is going to burn. Oh Lord, set our hearts on fire for you. You don't sing it. You hear it.
Amen.
When he's speaking to you, your heart comes on fire. Yeah, I want to burn. I hear his voice. You get all the fire you need.
Amen.
I'm on fire today, right?
Yeah.
You can see I'm on fire.
Because
I heard his voice.
Yeah.
And when he spoke, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Listen to, that's how you know God's voice. The devil doesn't have any fire. So when the thought comes into your mind predominantly, you notice that, hey man, this, what is this now? You understand? When it's you notice that you don't have the fire. But when Jesus is talking to your heart, it's just going to be a fiery experience. It's going to burn your heart. It's going to leave a distinction. You know when you hear God, you know you heard God? Yeah. You don't forget it. Imagine if I burnt you with some fire, would you forget it? It leaves an imprint, ne? Imagine if I take some fire, a rod, and just put it in part of your body. It leaves an imprint, right? It's the same with God's word. It leaves an imprint in your soul. That's why you can tell me that, Pastor, it was in 2015, God said. You have never forgotten it.
Yes, Pastor.
Because you can't forget his voice. Because it's a fire imprintation in you. It tattoos itself like fire. I hope I'm blessing somebody today. So it's like fire shut up through my bones, right? And the last point I'm going to give with you tonight, he says, he speaks through revelation of scripture. Okay, so God, now this is the part where most people are in trouble because they don't read the Bible. God is going to take a scripture and marry it with another scripture to bring you a word. Okay? Yeah, you be minding your own business, praying about something, and then a certain scripture comes to mind. When you receive it, then God continues the conversation with another scripture. Don't forget in the beginning, he's the word, right? Yeah. Now, if you only know John 3:16, my God, you are in trouble. You are in serious trouble.
You see, for example, you believe this message is the word of God, right?
Yes.
How did I get it in order like this? Because you can see it's coherent, it's orderly structured. How did it get like this? It didn't start like this. I was praying and God begins, scriptures begin to drop, and I pray some more and he begins to say, put them like this. And he puts it in an orderly fashion. And I come and I say, I have a word from God. You understand what I'm saying to you? And we build it on those scriptures of God. So God is going to use, and then I'm going to teach you more on this next week. Okay, I got to end. I'm going to teach you next week how the scriptures become God's voice to you. Okay, because next week I'm going to teach you on how to hear God daily by a daily quiet time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Luke 24 says that in the TPT, stand. They looked at each other and said, why didn't we recognize him? Didn't our hearts burn with the flames of holy passion? In other words, when God speaks to you, you become excited about that dream. How do you know it's God? The more you pray about it, the more excited energy comes for that dream. Yeah, the more you pray about something and the less, no fire there. Leave. It's not God. While we walked beside him, he unveiled for us such profound revelation from the scriptures. So God is going to reveal the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 4. You don't like it? Take Hebrews' point of view. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 12 in the Amplified Classic. For the word, now look at this. For the word that God speaks when he's speaking to you, is alive. It's full of power. In other words, when God speaks, it makes, it's active, making it active. So when God speaks about an area in your life, you become active. All of a sudden, I'm excited. You're in your room. All of a sudden, you're active. All of a sudden, you're operative. All of a sudden, it's energizing you. God will not ask you to do something that you're not energized for. Because when his word comes, it energizes you. Be careful of undertaking projects that there is no energizing word from God. Because it's energizing and it's going to make you effective when you do it. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, soul, and the immortal spirit. So the word of God separates between your soul, that is your logic, and your spirit. So when Jesus uses the scriptures are able, for example, when God is talking to you, you are going to notice that in my own mind, I don't want to do this, but the word says I must do. So then you notice that this is God talking. This is God talking, right? Yeah, so the word of God, so the word is important. God separates your feelings from the spirit, your logic from the spirit. And may I feel the presence of God, hallelujah. Right, and of joints and marrow, of the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and shifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes. In other words, our motives, you understand? Do you want to judge yourself? Huh? You know how some people say that, oh, God, search me.
Yes,
huh? Do you want God to search you?
Yes,
sit down with the Bible. The word is a torchlight. It searches, and once it finds, once you find something the word says, address it. Because it means he has been searching and he found. So you don't say, search me by praying, search me, O Lord, and find me. You sit down in your study table, open scripture, and the word searches you. He searches you by you searching the scriptures. You search to be searched. Ne? Yeah, so some of you, you have an outstanding searching party with God. Lord, search me. And as you're studying, the God begins to help you. Hallelujah. And when God is speaking to you, still through scriptures, Jeremiah 15:16, you spoke to me and I listened to every word. I belong to you, Lord God Almighty. So your words filled my heart with joy and happiness. In other words, if God is really the one you're hearing, no, he's going to encourage you. Afterwards, you're just going to come out full of joy, full of happiness in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You ready to pray?